For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. There was an unexplained die-off of common MERS, a small offshore bird that resembles a penguin, last week. I caught up with Sarah Grimes, the stranding coordinator for the Noyo Center for Marine Science. Her specialty is marine mammals, but she's been involved in efforts to find out what's going on with the MERS. I caught up with her by phone out on the headlands yesterday afternoon.
So I'm out on the beaches a lot and have been out there for years. And I started to notice after the storm and rain, that there were common MERS in closer than I had seen them before. And so I kind of wondered about that. Why are they in so close? And I kind of mentioned it at our Audubon meeting on Monday. And then Tuesday, I started to get some reports of a few dead here and there. By Wednesday, I got a call that somebody was just on a casual walk and counted 65 in his hour walk on 10 miles beach and just north of Fort Bragg. And I got, the reports started to come in at that point. And when I got back to the coast on that Wednesday, I went out into the field myself and was seeing lifeboats washing in the shore, exhausted birds just offshore, dead birds all over the beach at the Karakur, and it was alarming. I'd definitely never seen anything like it before. Yeah, the numbers started to roll in, and by Thursday, we were up over 300 and counting, and that was Manchester, north all the way. Now we've got reports all the way up to Utah on the Lost Coast.
Are there any other kinds of birds being stranded and found dead in large numbers?
I have not seen any other species except for a handful of common ones.
And when I first read about this, the first thing I thought about was the large number of stranded gray whales that have been washing up in the past few months. And I'm wondering if you could give us a big picture idea of how these MERS are connected with the deaths of sea mammals or not connected with them.
It's easy to connect those dots, but their food source is really, really different. The gray whales are going to go up to the Bering Seas and the Chukchi, and they are going to feed in the benthic layer for the majority of their food, getting kind of their bottom feeding mudsuckers. And they're grubbing around in the mud and the sand up there for the majority of their food. And so far, what that story, how it's unfolding, is that these gray whales were migrating from the north into those bays to find their food. And then they went down to Baja, where they breed and have their calves. And they're sort of running out of steam as they came up along the west coast. And the MERS are actually going to feed right off of our coast, and they're looking for upwelling and healthy ocean conditions that are produced by our wonderful northwest winds, not south winds. So they're really different feeding strategies there and different food sources. So how they're connected, I'm not sure how to connect those dots.
What's being done to find out what caused the deaths of the MERS, or if it's just emaciation, or if they've been battered to death by storm, or if there's any information about that?
So we're really looking forward to getting some of that feedback. I shipped one fresh carcass off to be analyzed, and then my other 12 or so will go tomorrow. They're fresh frozen carcasses, and they'll also go to different labs to be looked at. And I do not know yet whether we're looking at emaciated birds. I felt breastbones, but I am not the expert on that. So they're going to look at stomach contents. They're going to look for biotoxins. They're going to look for, is there a red tide going on? They're going to look at all of that. And they'll be able to tell, hey, these birds were pretty healthy and they just got blown in by the storm and the weaker actually washed ashore. All of that, I think that I'm just going to wait and see how that part of the story unfolds. And that may take a while for the scientists to look and get back to us on that.
So have you found any fresh carcasses, or do you think that the die-off is over?
Yesterday, I picked up a fresh carcass floating in the Noyo Bay. I've not actually been out on the beaches today. quite a few MERS were seen by a local fisherman, as he was offshore yesterday a little bit further out than I was. He reported seeing 20 floaters, and they were offshore, so that's another part of the puzzle. There were a lot of live ones flying around that I could see, but then just beyond that, maybe on a rack line, there were 20 birds. And I have not actually seen any reports today of fresh dead stranding, but the day before that and the days before that, I definitely did, with that biggest pulse being on, I think it was Wednesday, Thursday. We may be just seeing a tiny fraction of a major die-off. We may just be seeing the few that actually made it to shore. Many, many are, you know, out there floating, and then they sink, and we never get to see them. I also noticed that on the first day, there were MERS actually walking out of the ocean, walking up on beaches, and they look like a little penguin. They're really, really beautiful little birds. They walked out onto the beaches and then were getting hit by scavengers and gulls. So I attempted to rescue, I think, 6 or 7 birds, and they were going to make their way over to Humboldt Wildlife, who was at the ready to receive them. We put them in a box, 2 by 2, quietly, but they died within hours. So that is another, you know, another part of the story as well. None that I know of actually made it to a rehab center that I know of.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time in what sounds like kind of a tough week.
It has been tough, yeah. And I always, when it gets tough, I always make sure to just take in some of the, you know, the live harbor seals that are out on the rocks and nursing, and the beauty of the coast, and definitely getting out on the ocean yesterday on the water and seeing birds by the hundreds doing what they're supposed to be doing definitely restored, you know, my knowing that, you know, things are okay. A little out of whack, for sure. I've lived here on the coast for 40 years, and the thing that amazes me is when I have a 10-year-old student kind of say, well, the tide pools are just not like what they used to be. You're 10. You know, I can say that, but you're a 10-year-old. But it's true. You know, we're seeing change. It's unfolding right in front of our eyes. We're seeing things we've not seen before. These bait balls, the pelican feeding, and fielding sea lions feeding, the anchovies coming up on shore. But wow, there's cool stuff going on out there. So don't get depressed. Get out there, take it in, document, and appreciate what we do have, and don't get too depressed and think that everything's gone wrong, because we still got a lot of beauty going on.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. We just heard from Sarah Grimes, the stranding coordinator for the Noyo Center for Marine Science, about last week's die-off of common MERS.